5. The fifth bestowal. A little over 300 million years ago, as time is reckoned on Urantia, we witnessed another of those transfers of universe authority to Emmanuel and observed the preparations of Michael for departure. This occasion was different from the previous ones in that he announced that his destination was Uversa, headquarters of the super-universe of Orvonten. In due time our sovereign departed, but the broadcasts of the super-universe never made mention of Michael's arrival at the courts of the Ancients of Days. Shortly after his departure from Salvinton there did appear in the Uversa broadcasts this significant statement: "There arrived today an unannounced and unnumbered ascendant pilgrim of mortal origin from the universe of Nebadon. Certified by Emmanuel of Salvinton and accompanied by Gabriel of Nebadon. This unidentified being presents the status of a true spirit and has been received into our fellowship. If you should visit Uversa today, you would hear the recounting of the days when evented sojourned there, this particular and unknown pilgrim of time and space being known on Uversa by that name. And this ascending mortal, at least a superb personality in the exact likeness of the spirit stage of the ascending mortals, lived and functioned on Uversa for a period of 11 years of Orvonten standard time. This being received the assignments and performed the duties of a spirit mortal in common with his fellows from the various local universes of Orvonten. In all points he was tested and tried, even as his fellows, and on all occasions he proved worthy of the confidence and trust of his superiors, while he unfailingly commanded the respect and loyal admiration of his fellow spirits. On Salvington we followed the career of this spirit pilgrim with consummate interest, knowing full well, by the presence of Gabriel, that this unassuming and unnumbered pilgrim spirit was none other than the bestowed ruler of our local universe. This first appearance of Michael incarnated in the role of one stage of mortal evolution was an event which thrilled and enthralled all Nebadon. We had heard of such things but now we beheld them. He appeared on Uversa as a fully developed and perfectly trained spirit mortal and, as such, continued his career up to the occasion of the advancement of a group of ascending mortals to Avona. Whereupon he held converse with the Ancients of Days and immediately, in the company of Gabriel, took sudden and unceremonious leave of Uversa, appearing shortly thereafter in his accustomed place on Salvington. Not until the completion of this bestowal did it finally dawn upon us that Michael was probably going to incarnate in the likeness of his various orders of universe personalities. From the highest Melchizedek's right on down to the mortals of flesh and blood on the evolutionary worlds of time and space. About this time the Melchizedek colleges began to teach the probability of Michael's sometime incarnating as a mortal of the flesh, and there occurred much speculation as to the possible technique of such an inexplicable bestowal. That Michael had in person performed in the role of an ascending mortal lent new and added interest to the whole scheme of creature progression all the way up through both the local universe and the super universe. Still, the technique of these successive bestowals remained a mystery. Even Gabriel confesses that he does not comprehend the method whereby this paradise sun and universe creator could, at will, assume the personality and live the life of one of his own subordinate creatures.